AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today, President Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning in Florida. It is all but a must-win for the president's re-election chances. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A late cash crunch means Joe Biden and his allies are vastly outspending the president and his backers in Florida. The Trump campaign's banking on local news coverage of his visit to help offset that, though Biden can also count on coverage of his own events. Both men are urging supporters to turn out in person in Florida Tuesday, which will likely be more important to the president, since Democrats are crushing the mail-in vote in Hillsborough County, which includes Tampa, where both men are appearing today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says the number of people filing for unemployment dropped last week. Also, the economy grew at a record 33.1 annual rate between July and September. It still doesn't make up for the coronavirus-related plunge in the first quarter. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is blaming Republicans for a lack of a deal on a big new coronavirus economic relief bill.
We are not going to take a small bill that has the bulk of reinforcing funds to the richest people in America while questioning the integrity of people on unemployment insurance.
Talks have been going on for 3 months. The White House shot back at Pelosi, saying she's uninterested in compromising on major issues. A Florida businessman pleaded guilty to charges of making false statements to the Federal Elections Commission and wire fraud conspiracy. David Correa hired one of President Trump's lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, to lend credibility to a supposedly fraud-busting company authorities say was a fraud itself. Jerry Falwell Jr. is suing Virginia's Liberty University, alleging the school founded by his late pastor father damaged his reputation after his resignation as president and chancellor amid a series of scandals. This is AP News. Republicans in Wisconsin say hackers stole millions from a campaign account.
The head of Wisconsin's Republican Party, Andrew Hitt, says that after noticing suspicious activity, they contacted the FBI and that hackers stole $2.3 million from an account being used to help reelect President Trump. Hitt says hackers manipulated invoices from vendors who were being paid for direct mail and pro-Trump campaign materials such as hats to be handed out to supporters. Documents were altered so that when the party paid for the services, the money went to the hackers instead of the vendors. Hitt says he wasn't aware of any other state GOP being targeted, but they've been warned since this summer to be on the lookout for cyber attacks. The Wisconsin Democratic Party says there have been more than 800 unsuccessful attempted phishing attacks on them this cycle. I'm Jennifer King.
An unidentified New York Giants player tested positive for the coronavirus and has gone into isolation. The player's close contacts were told to stay home. The Giants are following a regular practice schedule. Ed Donahue, AP News.